What you're about to hear is part of the Podcast Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email. Enjoy the show.
This is Charlie Miller.
And I'm Groucho Marx.
And together we host
the Random Variety Show Podcast.
Or as I like to say, the RVSP.
That's clever, Charlie.
Why, thank you, Groucho.
Let's see how long that'll last.
Well, as we were saying, we host the Random Variety Show.
The only bi-weekly podcast that is random, has variety, and is a show.
There you go again with being clever. Each episode of the Random Variety Show features an interview highlighting a colorful potpourri of diverse people, ranging from actors, singers, bands, songwriters, filmmakers, photographers, comedians, performers, and yes, even other podcasters.
But Groucho, there are a lot of interview-style podcasts out there. What's so special about our interview show?
What's so special about our interview show?
That's what I asked.
Well, I knew I heard it somewhere. Now, what was the question?
What is so special about our interview segment of the show?
Well, since you put it that way, all the interviews are conducted by none other than little old me.
You? That's unbelievable.
Isn't it, though? So visit randomvarietyshow.com today to listen to past episodes and to find out what all the hubbub is about and why I'm on this podcast. We're also available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern at WQ4DRadio.com. And, of course, thepodgodsnetwork.com.
But all this can be found at randomvarietyshow.com. And remember, there's no need to RSVP for the RVSP. Just subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific.
There you go again with that cleverness thing. You really should have that look there. Say thanks for listening, Charlie.
Thanks for listening, Charlie.
So visit randomvarietyshow.com right now, and if anybody asks, tell them Groucho sent you.
My guest co-host is Carolina from the wonderful Broken Out Love web series.
Hi, I am the creator and star of the romantic web series Broken Out Love, as Libby said. And the series is a romantic dramedy, because it's kind of funny at some points, about a idealistic college senior named Vivian Taylor, who I play, who gets the rare chance to meet her celebrity crush, a professional tennis player by the name of Holden Gregory, and her life is turned upside down as a result, and every episode kind of follows her journey and her first, like, real intense relationship.
Yeah, I'm still behind, but the first couple episodes, I think I watched the first two or three, that I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed looking. I think I called him a tall drink of water. I don't know if you saw that I called him that.
Yes, I think I saw that comment.
Did you get to cast your own series?
Yes, I do. And it's like, it's pretty wonderful to cast all your own love interest too, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I casted everything. And the only, actually Holden Gregory was the only role that we held auditions for because it was such a tough role to cast. And he was the first person. His name is Rob Healy. He was the first person to walk in, and we knew, like, immediately, like, we're not going to find better than this guy. And he's wonderful and very nice and a joy to work with.
He's a joy to look at.
Usually I can get people to come help out on set if I just say, we have a cute guy on set. You want to come and help? And all of a sudden we'll have a bunch.
Yeah. Is he single?
I honestly don't really know that much of his personal life.
You're professional, something I could take some lessons on. So I just admire from afar, and I think that's best. I don't know. It's all in fun, though. I'm not above telling someone if I think they're a tall drink of water. I'm totally will tweet it to them, and maybe they respond. And if they're smart, they won't.
He doesn't have Twitter, but you can write it on our fan page.
Do you do a behind-the-scenes series or anything? Like, you know Super Knocked Up. That's actually, I think, how we met.
Yeah, I did their Super Up show back in, like, December, I think it was, or January, I'm not sure, but a couple months ago. And I pretty much just follow his guide on everybody he tweets to, because he usually has talked to everyone who I should be talking to. He's very on top of things. He's a great guy. So I just follow his lead on all the social media stuff.
You're saying Jeff is a nice guy or a great guy?
Yeah. He got a shout out. I'm going to tell him he got a shout out on our conversation. He'll be excited.
I say I take what I can get. He definitely takes what he can get. But, no, he really is nice. I had him and Jordy and Mark all on our show a couple weeks ago.
I virtually met all of them. So I can pretend like I know them all.
Oh, I totally know them. Whether they know me, that's beside the issue. But stalk Mark now. He's a guy, you know, that's like, oh, he's on my radar. But
he's really good with comedic timing on that show.
They all are. They have a real good chemistry. And they brought us together. Jeff is bringing people together.
I'm going to tweet him and say, you're going to be so excited about all the mentions that you got from us because you brought us together. Because you brought us together via Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He's used to say, what would Jeff do? We're going to hashtag that. What would Jeff do?
Okay, you're gonna have to start that because I might not remember the hashtag, but yes.
Yes, so everyone tweet at Super Knocked Up right now, hashtag, what would Jeff do?
What would Jeff do? It's hard to remember those hashtags.
But everyone, it's funny because he'll just be like, what is this? But then when he hears the episode, cause he'll listen because, you know, he's got to listen because we talk about him so much. Basically, I stalk him, I stalk Mark, I stalk everybody.
See, most of my people don't have Twitters, so the closest to stalking would be a Facebook fan page, because I relay everything to everybody. Other than that, or you could just take our videos and put a ton of comments, and, like, I always want more behind-the-scenes stuff than actually there is, because we spend, our episodes are roughly, like, 12 to 15 minutes, and we spend so much energy on the episodes. But this season, because I want more behind-the-scenes stuff, I have enlisted a little flip cam with my trusty and wonderful sound guy. So between takes, we have just started this where we're filming private conversations and all the kind of antics that go on. And we did a few of those for our season finale episode, and you can catch that on my Vimeo page. So we have, like, behind the scenes of how we made the season finale, the party, how we made the party. But, yeah, I really I want to do more of those just because it's fun to look back because you remember it. It's, like, in my mind, all of these memories, but it's fun to see it and see what's going on around you when you're doing 100 things. So, yeah, you can expect a lot more of that kind of
stuff. Yeah, I really admire what you're doing. I admire what Jeff is doing. I don't really admire what I'm doing because I'm basically just a glorified stalker, and I'm using the word glorified generously. But no, I think that it's great that you guys have these ideas and you're actually going forward, and you're actually young. You're in your 20s, right?
Yes, early 20s still.
the way the world is, especially with the internet and stuff, it's like you can be a star. You're like the star of your own world, but there's so many opportunities and you get to meet people. You don't
meeting
know where
people? I think has been the best part about this because I think that even a year ago, I did not know most of these people that now I'm very good friends with. And I mean, I couldn't think of not knowing them. They're so talented. I've learned so much from all of them that it's just like, I couldn't imagine a year ago, I didn't even know half of these people. And that's crazy to me.
Yeah. I wanted to talk more. Are you in school right now?
No, I graduated from USC in 2010. So I guess you can figure out my age that way. But yeah, in 2010. And I graduated from the School of Theater or School of Dramatic Arts or whatever they're calling it now. But yes.
Do you want to be an actress full time? Is that like the ultimate goal?
Yes, that's the ultimate goal. I also love writing, which is kind of went hand in hand with that. But I've been like writing my own performance stuff since I was way back in like intermediate high school days. But this is the first time I've actually made like a full-fledged script of characters and stuff since college. So I enjoy writing, but ultimately I like acting and I like casting too. Like I enjoy casting people that I get to act with because I feel like, you know, when you're in someone else's project, you don't really have control over anything except being there. Now, you know, having control over all the people that I work with and stuff is the best.
I want to clarify something you said. You said you like to cast people that you work with. I say you like to cast people you can look at while you work with them.
We actually just, our first episode back that we filmed was like almost entirely an all girls. I'm not going to not say that in season two, I am not getting more competing love interests against Holden because I am. And they all might be tall drinks of water. You have more to look forward to. And if you've only watched the first few episodes, then you're missing out on more attractive guys.
I was convinced before, but now I'm totally committed. But did you start Broken at Love as a school project, or did you start it after you had graduated?
I started it in 2011, so I'd already graduated. And I had a really great professor named Joseph Hacker when I was at USC. And he always told us, he said that when you graduate, because our field is so unpredictable, you've got to create some sort of normalcy for yourself and some sort of routine for yourself. And the show kind of became my routine. It's the thing that I do, you know, it could be my focus aside from all the craziness that goes on as you're pursuing a career. And that's kind of how, you know, those words always stuck by me from him. And he's been a supporter of the show too. And just hearing that from all of my professors and stuff about how proud they are that I'm doing it. And it's all encouraging to get me to keep going. And it's all very motivating. And it's kind of just like my routine of, you know, it's like my side job or, you know, whatever you want to call it, kind of my weekend job. So I started it really as just to have something to be an outlet to express stuff and meet people outside of like an acting class setting. And yeah, it's kind of evolved into much more if you really saw what it originally intended to be. It was so small in comparison to what it's become. And yeah, so that's kind of where that began back in 2011.
How many episodes are in each season?
There's 8 in season 1. And the thing about it is we originally intended, me and pretty much everyone that was involved, that they were going to be 5 to 8 minute episodes at most. And then all of a sudden we got on set and it became much more than, you know, 5 to 8 minutes. And then I didn't want to cut them up and make them small. So we ended up making them larger and being, you know, a meatier episode. And so we ended up having like 12 to 14 minutes each. And then we narrowed it down to just being 8. So season 2 has 8. I might be pushing it more because we literally just went on set last weekend and I got inspired by all of them to come up with like maybe 2 more episodes. So I'm not quite sure there, but for sure 8 per season.
And do you write everything yourself or do you have other
all
writers?
Me. Pretty much every character, I like to say, is some form of thought from my, like, everyone is representing something different from me. Almost everyone. I can't take much credit for Darren. I'd like to say that actor created him all on his own. But other than that, every character kind of comes from me in some way.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm just going to totally pitch this to you now. On my bucket list, and this is truly a dream of mine that has yet to be realized, and I keep pitching this idea to people, but people keep not jumping on it. So I don't know what's going on, Carolina. Maybe you'll see the light of day. And I know you're really scared. Like, what the hell am I going to pitch to you? Fan club president. That's all I want in life is to be someone's fan club president.
Do you want to be a Broken at Love fan club president? Is that what you're asking for? Because why would someone turn down a fan club president position?
I know. I really want to be somebody, anybody's fan club president.
I have no problem with fan club president. Anything with a president in the title, I think you should go for that. That sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's giving me legitimacy. So, yeah, no, truly, I really, really, really want to be a fan club president of something.
I just want to be a fan club president of my lead and not my show. Is that what it is?
No, for anybody's show.
It's going to be the Holden Gregory fan club. I can see it on Facebook now.
Yeah. No, I'm serious, though. I like to write letters. I would love, like, eventually I would like to be in official capacity of someone's fan club president where they could pay me, but I think it would be awesome to write fans letters, like, send them autographed pictures.
So, the Holden Gregory fan club. I can see it on Facebook now.
Yeah, and then and other letters underneath, star of Broken at Love.
Yeah.
Star. Holden Gregory is.
Yeah, I share the title with him, but at the same time, it's really skewed to my perspective of him. So he's portrayed through my eyes more so than I think, you know,
right,
the other way around.
Exactly. I'm right there with you, Carolina. Totally right there with you. No, I'm serious, though. I like to write letters. I would love, like, eventually I would like to be in official capacity of someone's fan club president where they could pay me, but I think it would be awesome to write fans letters, like, send them autographed pictures, send them weird shit. I don't know. Something really funny, you know?
I don't see anything crazy about that.
I feel like you're a visionary. I thought that before, but now I'm convinced. You're a visionary.
Yeah, I think anything you should go for, as long as you're 100%, like, that's like a passion, then I say do it.
I feel like that should be my own web series, Libby Marie Fan Club President. And it could all
that
be about my
That honestly could. That really could.
I'm going to write that down. I want to write for TV. That's like another dream of mine.
See, this is all like completely different for me because I have no aspirations to write anything other than like the show. Like my ideas are all squarely based on like just my own simple little projects. Not like, I don't want to write for anyone else. I really just act for other people. Yes. But really like, so it's like, which people think it's crazy because I'm like churning out like scripts upon scripts on this. But I think like, it depends what you're writing about. I don't want to, you know, I'm not a trained screenwriter. This is a passion project, so that's where the writing comes from. But so I'm kind of in a different mindset as far as that writing stuff is concerned.
So do you see yourself more as a performer then?
Yeah, definitely. I think everything when I do this is a performer. Even when I write the scripts, I think of what would be fun to act. But I have to say, like, there's some web series that are so like heavy with like, you know, sexual stuff, and I can't think of being the writer, director, creator and saying it to the people to like, okay, now we're going to have a love scene. I just can't see myself saying it, but I can't make season 2 promises, but for season 1 it's still pretty clean.
Appreciate that.
I want everything I do to not have to be based on any, I want things to come out of it that are not just covered up by that. I want everything I do to have, like, a wholesome nature to it just so you're not distracted. That's not the purpose of the show, so.
And I wish more people had that attitude because then at times it does become gratuitous.
Yeah.
But then my brother would be like, oh, you're puritanical. I'm not puritanical, but I'm totally with you. Because mm-hmm. good writing is good writing, no matter what you have. If you have, like, someone
exactly
fall in fire or anything, when it comes down to it, no matter what you're putting out there, it's just mm-hmm. going to come down to the writing.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So have I convinced you I can be a fan club president?
After you finish season 1, we can sign you up.
Yay!
You're going to watch the season finale, and you're going to be like, I have so many ideas as fan club president. Because it's pretty crazy. It's my favorite episode, if I'm allowed to pick.
So we're recording this over a phone call, conference calling site, so hopefully it works. I had to come upstairs because I was thirsty. My non-supportive mother's like, Libby, you're too loud. So, since we talked a lot about Broken at Love, why don't you tell people how they can find you, interact with you?
Sure. We have an official website, brokenatlovetheseries.com, and we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/brokenatlove and twitter.com/brokenatlove. And, yeah, you can watch all of our videos. YouTube.com/brokenatlove. I pretty much have every possible site. We have a Tumblr. You know, anything you want, you can find them all on the official website and connect with us, comment, tell us if you think all of our guys are gorgeous, you know, stuff like that.
Libby for fan club president, you know,
yes.
Totally. Okay, so not to take anything away from your website, but I have a shout-outs page, so I'm going to link you guys to it.
Awesome.
So link Broken Out Love so that they can check you out there. TwoFunnyGirlsPodcast.webs.com. It's cool because you can link different things. I can put your Facebook, your Twitter, your Tumblr. I can put all your links right onto the page.
Perfect.
So that they go to the shout-out page, they'll be able to go right directly to it. So, yes. Well, let's talk about the title, Broken Out Love. That's really a powerful, and I think it's an excellent title.
Oh, thank
you. How did you arrive at that? Well, I think love is such, it's obviously a universal theme, but I think a lot of us, and maybe most of us, don't love well.
Yeah, the title the titles in general in the show for anyone who's a tennis fan are all tennis terminology. So Broken Out Love is a tennis phrase. And it's a negative thing. Like if you get broken at love, you just lost your game and it means you didn't score any points and it's very bad. And every title of every episode, except for the first one, is a tennis term or a tennis phrase. Like we have, we have first round or evening session or a court date or, players party or return game. Like it's all terminology that's connected to tennis. So we try to have like double meaning with everything. And the show, I like the title of the show in a way sets you up, I think, to know how the story is going to go. But, you know,
do you like tennis? Like how did it come
I
about?
I love tennis. Oh my gosh. I love it. And you probably just saw it on my Facebook page that it's probably like eaten all up on there. But I love it. I started going to professional tournaments in Indian Wells during spring break while I was at USC, and that became like how I spent every spring break. And that's when I started being there and feeling like I could make stories out of my experiences there, and that's sort of where it all came about. And I actually just went for a few days to tennis before we started filming, and I'm tanned up and was ready to go to film, so it was fun.
I'm updating my Facebook status in your honor. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want to hear your reaction. Are you on Facebook right now?
I am, but nothing is – oh, wait. Scratch that. Something did appear. Yes, I'm liking that. I did just say that you could be fan club president. That has been liked.
You can like it. Could you also affirm it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, she did. Yes, I did.
Yay, and all like that.
There we go.
So how many seasons do you intentionally have planned in your head for Broken Out Love?
Honestly, I had one season until everyone was like, you've got to make more. So really I'm going on a, you know, season-by-season basis to kind of see. Once I feel like the story's been told completely, then I'll be done. It's kind of my thinking. It's more about the story than like any sort of personal gain from it. There's really like a specific story in my mind. I'm like, when I tell this and it's all like said and out there, I will be good with it and then can move on to something else or something else connected to it or whatever it may be.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Do I have a celebrity crush? I have tennis player crushes, but I'm not really, I don't get starstruck by anybody. When I first started, like, tennis players were the first things I got starstruck, but the first time I saw them, I was, like, 18. Now I see them, and I'm like, oh, there they are. I've had pictures with them. I've talked to them. I'm not intimidated by them. But, tennis players I like, but other than that, there isn't, like, an actor or something like that that I'm, like, in love with or anything. I'm more realistic than the character at this point in my life.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am, too. So then I just stalk people. I stalk smaller people that have, not smaller people, but people with smaller projects that actually have a chance that even if I don't get to meet them, they'll at least get to know who I am and be afraid
of them. Yeah, like, I think there's always, like, where I sometimes, like, see someone, I'm like, man, I'd like to work with them. Maybe that would be, like, the extent of it. But, yeah, I mean, I know, like, major movie stars or anything that I... Also, I feel like it's not going that well for Vivian Taylor. But technically, you should use her as an example of what not to happen to your life.
Well, one of my models in life is the heart wants what it wants. Well, I have a theory in life. I have lots and lots of theories. I need to write them down because I always forget what they are when I go to talk to someone. But then I'm like, oh, there's a theory. But one of my theories is that people should not make decisions for themselves at all because we're too emotionally involved. So,
yeah.
Like, make a decision for yourself about love. I should make the decision for you about love. And the same with everything. Do you know what I mean? No, I really feel that way. Everyone is too emotionally involved into their own lives.
You don't step back and evaluate the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you let emotions get in the way.
Yes, definitely. Even if you think that you're not, but
Right. No, right. And that's what I really believe. No one should make decisions for themselves. So if you would like to defer to my judgment, you know, I have lots of credibility because now I'm your fan club president. So, okay, let's give a shout out to the girl that plays your best friend on the show. She does a nice job.
Olivia, the one who plays Olivia?
Yes.
Yes, her name is Carly Reeves, and I adore her. And I think I only met her the day that we started filming. And would you think that we're best friends? Because we just met that day, which is crazy.
Right, but I mean, when the chemistry's there, it's there, you know?
She's amazing, and she's in season two a lot because I told her, I was like, you're too fun to film with not to. Her character really has a great development in season two. So, she is one of my favorite characters. She's like the mouthpiece of me. She's really like every, you know, bold thing that I would want to say, but Vivian couldn't say it because that's not in her character to say it. Olivia says. So she says every outrageous thing, and they're all just my thoughts, really, just put into, like, specifically, like, one other side of, like, my way of thinking. But she gets to say all the bold, fun stuff.
I feel like we all need an Olivia in real life.
You do.
Like, with podcasting, so I actually had the opportunity to podcast with one of my favorite authors. And it was just really an amazing experience. His name is AJ Jacobs. But I would never have even been able to talk to him. But, you know, I got to talk to him as a fan, but under, because I was podcasting with him. So have you had experiences like that?
I think, honestly, when it comes to casting, that's been, like, the experience. The fact that some of these actors and actresses, most of them I had not known prior. And I'm like, where would I have met them otherwise? Like, especially when you meet them, their whole worlds are a lot different than yours. I'm like, I don't think we would have ever met. And so I think that if there's somebody I want in the project, I'll create a character or a role with them in mind and then pursue hoping that they'll be in it. And so far, so good. and I think, like, I mean, it's nothing as, like, large scale as, you know, like a well-known author or anything, but just for the scheme of the project, like, people I would have never met before and getting to meet, I think, you know, has been one of my favorite things. And then thinking you can write a part with someone in mind and they might do it is probably the best feeling.
Yeah, and I'm going to read between the lines, and I'm going to say, yes, I agree with you. You got to meet with me. You got to podcast with me. Your world, you know what I mean? I'm basically your whole bucket list, and we're crossing it off right now.
I have to say, meeting everyone through all these different interviews and, you know, Google Hangouts and all this crazy stuff I had no idea how to do prior to meeting all of you has definitely been one of the most enjoyable things about it. And all of my cast members I'm like the tester. I test out these interviews to see if I have a clue what I'm doing because I'm supposed to be the most technologically savvy of the group, and I'm not. And they all are, like, going to come on for other projects and other shows. So if you want me back with a few others, I can make that happen. I can make that happen.
Yes, we do a slumber party edition, like, once a month. It's like a girl slumber party, girl talk and stuff. So we should have you and Carly on for that.
Yep, she'll be down.
I started thinking about the creepy comments I could leave. But in good fun, but I wouldn't do it too much because, you know, people are just going to be like, what the? This girl
no, you
is-
can. As long as they're from love, out of a place of love, I'm all good.
You just said I could. Well, okay, then. You totally gave me, okay, full disclosure. You heard it on this episode. She said I could leave crazy comments.
As long as they're positive, I'm fine. As long as you're like, oh, my gosh, you two don't belong together in this show.
Yeah, and if you tell me what to write, I'll write it too. But, no, definitely. Wow. No, I totally can do that. And as a fan club president, I think I owe it to you.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'll need a fan club, Twitter account, and let's see. I've got to think of all the jobs that are going to be involved for you in this. Make sure we have you working to your full potential here. I'll get sign pictures.
The towel girl for all the guys. You know,
you want to come to LA and be bald? Like, here's your towel.
Yeah. Let me wipe off your, you know. Oh, I can't reach your chest that well. Can you take off your shirt? Yeah, you have to totally own the crazy. Totally could own it. Don't worry, I'm not coming to LA anytime soon. Because you're like, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to have a scene that involves a towel. And see, if you keep watching season one, yeah. you will see those and you'll be like, shoot, I should have been there.
Behind the scene. No, excuse me, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. But you'll see it on the screen and be like, that was an opportunity. I see, because there's a lot of towels and shirtlessness coming your way.
Yes. I need to be there for that. I feel like I need to oversee that. I can be the supervisor. Supervisor shirtless scene, and I think that'll look great on my resume.
Someone will be like, can you elaborate on what that entails? What are you doing?
Supervisor shirtless scenes. I tell people when to take their shirts off. Guys only, of course.
You know, you'll be like, this is tennis. That's what they do.
I'm like, Carolina, his shirt's on. Is that really the best decision? Is this the direction we really want to go in? Between having a shirt on or having a shirt off, let's get that off there.
It's not authentic. I think his shirt needs to come off. Is that what you're hinting at?
Yeah, and I think behind the scenes, the shirt needs to come off. We're at cast parties, the shirt needs to come off. Yeah, I think that I'm already worth my weight in gold, so I think you definitely need me out there in LA.
You'd be shocked to think how shy they are on set in comparison to like what it may seem, but I think they're a lot shyer than that.
That's
we really have to write all these things down. We say great ideas, and then we go back and like, wait, what was that genius thing we just said?
Well, we're recording now, so yeah, it's there for posterity. So I've not sufficiently freaked you out. So would you say you're mildly freaked out right now?
Not freaked out at all. I'm happy someone understands what I am trying to do with the show.
I totally get it.
Go out of my way to make sure that everything in the show is aesthetically pleasing to the viewer. Oh, yeah, that too. But honestly, like, I've had people comment or, like, review the show and say that, like, do I try to go out of my way to make the whole cast be only pretty people? So I'm like, I can't help it.
That's
they
like
need
obvious.
Jobs, too. Yeah, I actually have some crazy, like, character types and that I'm trying to cast for season two. And the funny thing is I got, like, a bunch of submissions, and I thought to myself, I was like, actors are really just too pretty. Like, I can't find, like, I couldn't even find, like, people who I'm like, you guys, like, we're supposed to, like, not be, you're supposed to be character types. And they're like, even a character type is not a character type. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is harder than I thought. So.
But easy on the eyes.
Always. There's going to be plenty of that and more. I'm just so excited for you to finish the episodes now, because I feel like if only three episodes made you that excited about how beautiful people are, you're like in for a treat.
No, I really enjoyed it too, because, and I don't say that lightly. Like I said, I know I'm behind, but it's not reflected on the show at all. The fact that I watched as much as I did,
so most people don't watch it in one sitting. For some reason, I think for web shows, the norm is, I find the norm is not that long, but I've considered, like, cutting them down for the next season, and I've got so much backlash from fans who said, we want them longer, not shorter, so I don't know. They're probably still going to be long, maybe longer, I don't know. I want them to be, like, complete stories within themselves, and I think if you watch one on their own, on its own, you would, you know, you see that, so as long as that comes through.
Oh, definitely. Like, I'm thinking right now of the dancing, you guys take lessons or something. Like, I mean, you're thinking of that episode.
How do you like our rugby players?
Oh, I think the supervisor of shirtless scenes approves.
Oh, good.
Wait, let me check with myself. Yes, I approve 100%. Like, so thumbs up, definitely. And there's definitely going to be comments.
Yes, make comments. I'll respond to them all.
I don't know if I'm going to freak out your cast or not. I mean, it's all in good fun. It really is a joke.
I'm telling you, they are a great group of people, and they are very – I mean, like, it's hard to keep a straight face, even though the stuff is supposed to be so serious that we're working on. But, like, if they weren't, they wouldn't be in season two. That's kind of my approach, and, like, pretty much everyone is, so.
Yeah, yours and Super Knocked Up are the only two web series I watch. So
that's a big compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you. So seriously, what I mean is, yes, it's really good. I was really impressed with your show, and I genuinely mean that.
Yeah, I don't follow a lot either. I've watched maybe like an episode here and there of others that if I don't know the person, you know, like if I know who Jeff is and stuff now, and a couple other shows, but I try not to get like, I don't want to get like their show in my mind. I want everything that I do to be original concepts and ideas for my mind, not like, oh, their show is this long, I should do, I just want everything to come from like me and my team. So so I kind of try to stay clear of watching anything during active filming, writing mode. But other than that, like, yeah, I'm like you. It takes a lot to get me hooked on something.
And also, I use the word organic. I'm not really an organic word user, you know what I mean? But I use it to describe the process where it's more natural or how it goes, not trying to force things. Of course, you have to plan things, especially for a web series. You have to script it.
Yeah.
But you also don't have to force it. Like, you shouldn't have to, if you have to force something, it's probably not going to work.
Yeah, and I think people, just to tie back to the show, people think that it's not scripted, but, like, 99% of it is literally something that's scripted. I just think that the actors are so good at making it sound like they just made it up. I'd say the only stuff that might not be scripted is look out for anything any of the, like, supporting male actors may say. If it sounds like a girl didn't write it, she probably didn't write it.
But I mean, and that's really a testament to you, too, that you wrote that. Like, I'm blown away that you wrote that, and you're just like, oh, I don't really think of myself as a screenwriter. This is just my project.
No, I don't. I really don't. I feel like this is the story right now. Like, I'm like a one thing at a time kind of person. Like, this is the story right now I want to, like, share, and it's easy for me that way. I surprisingly wrote season two. I thought I couldn't make a season two because I was like, I don't have any ideas like on how to make these things into episodes. So, like, I had the ideas, and all of a sudden I ended up with 8 scripts, and now one weekend on set I'm like, I came up with another script. Haven't written it, but I came up with it, and I was like, oh, this is never gonna end.
Hey, that will keep me employed, so I'm all for it. And my dual role as fan club president /
I think the fan club president role, we got to kick that off before our season two. We'll do this big old podcast party for it. Like,
yay.
your inauguration into the role of fan club president. We'll make it all fancy.
Okay. And then I do take my first job as fan club president will be to see what I can do about being supervisor of the shirtless scenes, because you know, I'm all about integrity.
Now I'm trying to think, season two scripts, where could I make them shirtless?
How about if I just saw that every episode? This could be fun, too. I could have been like, well, Carolina, during that scene, even though he was at a tournament, he really could have had his shirt off. I'm just saying.
You're like, even though he was in class, he should have had his shirt off. Even though he was in someone else's home.
Yeah, he was at mass or church or whatever.
I feel like you're one of the few people who, well, not really one of the few, but one of the few people that do appreciate my leading men. And I take great pride in that because I pick them.
I take great pride in that, too, because I got to look at them. So, yeah.
I do. I'm biased, but I do think that I'm spoiled with my cast compared to maybe anyone else. I just think mine are just, I'm just, you know, not really fair on that assessment, but I do like my cast an awful lot.
Yes, I like the way they look, too. I got to go back and be like, okay, Carolina, why didn't you just have some gratuitous people? Like, when you're in that scene, you're at dinner or something with your mom and your sister.
Like, and you're like, shirtless.
Yeah, where are the shirtless guys? Like, why didn't you have them just parade back and forth in the background? Like, that was going to take away from the integrity of your scene, of your writing. No, it totally would have enhanced it. It would have taken it to another level.
Could be our thing. I know. See, I don't want to be the one to tell them that. So I really think that I would need someone else to suggest that to them.
Yeah. We're on the same page. I'm telling you, I'm a genius with this stuff.
I did have guest directors for later episodes, and I let them, like, they can say it. So that was like what I was like, you can, if that's what you want, you can say it, but I'm not going to be the person to be like, shirt off now.
I would be professional. I'd be like, you know, I wasn't quite convinced, but if you took off your shirt, I think that would just give you that intensity that you need to carry this line. Now it's up to you. No. Who am I to say? I'm just thinking of the fans and the script.
We're just thinking of views. We need views and new Facebook fans. So in order to do that, we think that it's best that you.
Right. Not we think. This is greater than us.
The fans have requested. There was a poll on the fan page, and they have requested that for the scene.
Our fan club president in her only job took a poll. Anything for the people, that's what I say. As fan club president, I'm the people's president. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I convinced you.
Yeah. I didn't know that was – it was that hard to convince me. I love fans. So.
You're a visionary. You're right there with me. I'm a visionary, too. Shirtless scenes for everybody. Well, shirtless with the male actors.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
going
to keep
so
that in mind when I go to set next time. I'm going to be like, okay, Libby said that I need to find a way to get them to have their shirt off.
It would be fun, though, to do, like, if we did a behind-the-scenes episode about this, it could be, like, an ongoing web series. Forget being fan club president. Supervisor of shirtless scenes. That could be a web series. So I think I've left you inspired. You've left me inspired.
You have, yes.
You've given me a purpose in life. You know, now I'm a fan club president and a script supervisor.
Yep. Bucket list. Check.
Yeah, like... I know. I'm on a roll this week. So do you want to give your links one more time and your contact information before we end this episode?
Every link and everything you need is at brokenatlovetheseries.com.
And feel free to add in your own opinion of where you might want to put a shirtless scene. Right, we're open to suggestions, right?
And, yeah, comment on all of that.
All of that. And then some. We will totally take your suggestions. Because, again, this is not about Carolina. This is not about me. This is about...
Not you, the fans.
This is about attractive people, you know, being as attractive as they can be.
I agree.
So, Carolina, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you.
And I hope we're still friends after this. I hope I have not sufficiently scared you off.
No.
If I did, just remember, hashtag, what would Jeff do? At Supernocta.
Yes.
Everyone needs to tweet him. That's all I have to say. And they should tweet him with a link to this episode. That's all. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Fan Club President.
I will be happy to be back with some of my favorite female cast members so we can dish more. I mean, you can't really say anything when the guys are in it. We did a Google Hangout with all girls. You can dish more that way. So... I recommend those.
Definitely. It's a work in progress. I think women tend to be more progressive at times. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening to Two Funny Girls. Have a good day. Bye.
If you would like to interact with us at Two Funny Girls, we'd love to hear from you. We're on Twitter. You can tweet us at Two Funny Girls. You can leave us a voicemail message. Maybe we'll play it on our show. The number to leave us a message is 417-738-6699. You can email us at twofunnygirlspte@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes. We also have a website that's a work in progress. That's at twofunnygirlspodcast.webs.com. And, of course, we are on the Pod Gods Network. And check us out there. You can also find a lot of other podcasts to check out. So look forward to hearing from you. And please check us out and interact with us. We take what we can get.